Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
Living God in the name of Jesus. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry in France, and I'm truly honored in the name of Jesus to be before you on today in the midst of what's transpiring out there in society and in the world. I want to thank God for being saved, being delivered, and for being healed and redeemed. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. I truly want to give honor to God who's ahead of my life in the name of Jesus. I want to honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, who's very instrumental in the advancement of Dave and Diane Ministry and Friends. I truly thank God for my wife for being anointed and being a vessel for the Lord God himself to implement and put his spirit inside of her. And with that being said, you know, it's so important to have somebody on your side who has the presence of the Spirit of God, who brings that strength and that positive reassurance that everything is going to be all right. But before we go any further, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you. Thank you for today. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for obedience, for allowing one to continue to press on and move forward, doing what thus saith the Lord at the opportune time that you have given the message to be thus thou delivered. We thank you, Father God, for obedience. We give you praise, honor, and glory as we decrease, let you increase on today in the message that we bring forth. We pray for those who are homeless and those who have a difficult time on today with their health. We pray for them in Jesus' name. Amen. But once again, praise God, praise God, praise God. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. And I just want to say, God bless you, and you, praise God. Those listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, AOL, anyone that's even listening to our archives of Dave and Diane Ministry and Friends, God bless you. Jesus has a blessing and a word for you today. This is an important word in the message that I want to share, where the scripture that's used on today is coming out of Romans 8 and 28. That's Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Now, this is a scripture that we read here at Dave and Diane Ministry and Friends, one in which we stand on. This is our scripture reading that we stand on like our oath at Monument of Hope and Deliverance. This is what we stand on, Romans 8 and 28. Mark it down, highlight it, because this is what we stand on. In the King James Version, praise God, in Romans 8 and 28, the Word of God says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose." Let me read that again. "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who have been called according to his purpose." Lord, use this word. Speak to me and speak through me in Jesus' name. Amen. The title, if I were to give one on today, it would be "All Things Work Together." All things work together. All things work together. Now, I'm coming to you today in the name of Jesus to let you know that all things work together. There's no negativity. There's no taking away. There's no getting upset, no worried or discouraged, knowing that you know that all things work together. And then knowing in the name of Jesus that the Word of God is the most inspired word written by the Spirit of God, from God, and is of God. We know that when the Word of God has been breathed and the Spirit of God has, through an anointing, has brought forth the Word of God, what's written in the Word of God that we read out your Bible, be it that of a King James Version or a translation, might be an NIV version, or the translation might be the Young's literal translation, whatever translation it might be, the Word is coming out of the Bible. And it's in that Bible that inspired Spirit of God inspired those words that are in that Word of God. So understand this, when it says that, "And we know all things work together for the good," that knows that that's it and that's all. There's no taking away, there's no adding to it. That's the Word of God. So everything that's being said, that when it's directed to you, all things work together. You lost your job, all things work together. You got a job, all things work together. You got a car accident, all things work together. No matter what the situation is, we have a sickness, we've been delivered from a disease, we've been whatever it is, all things work together for good to them that love God. Now, the question you have to ask yourself, do you love God? Do you love God? Do you love God? Do you love God more than you love crack cocaine? Do you love God more than you like drinking and drugging? Do you love God more than you like pornography? Do you love God more than you like lying, more than you like doing all those debauchery, those things that are not of God, those things that are rude, those things are disrespectful? Do you love God more than you love those things? Those things that are in the world, those things that are of the world. For as we know in the Word of God, the Bible says, "Love not the world nor the things of the world. For if you love the world or the things of the world, then the love of the Father cannot be in you." That scripture of the inspired Word of God through the anointing and the Spirit of God, So when it's read, it's not from David Shaw. It's not something that I created. It's inspired, spiritual word of God. God breathed God's words. It's God's voice. When we speak in that scripture, we're speaking with thus saith the Lord. So now we know, praise God, those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, I see you out there, Rockford, Illinois. God bless you. Hallelujah. I see you out there, Chicago, Illinois. I see that out there, West Side. I just want to let you know that no matter what it is and where you're at in your life right now, that love of God that's on the inside of you is that love of God that has been able to allow you to overcome negativity, overcome fear, overcome discouragement. That love of God has been able to allow you to overcome hatred. That love of God has been able to allow That love of God allows you to be able to overcome any form of negativity that the enemy tries to bring your way. And with that being said, recognizing the word of God when it's spoken, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God. And if you love God today, you love your wife today, you love it as Christ loved the church and died and gave himself for the church. If you love your wife, if you love your children, if you use that word love, you're giving your all to whatever it is that you have. Just like God had given his only begotten son, that he who so loved the world gave his only begotten son. So that type of love is that agape love, that unconditional love, that love that God has. That love is the same love we ought to have, that unconditional agape love, that love that forgives, that love that forgives and overcomes a multitude of evils, of angers, of hatreds. Somebody lied on you. Somebody said something wrong about you. Somebody stole from you. No matter what it is, it was something that was done negatively to you that made us look at that person in a very negative way. But the love of God, ooh, come on, somebody. That love of God forgave us when we were yet sinners. Christ died for us. The word of God said, all ye who are weak and heavy laden, we ought to cast our cares upon him. We have a responsibility to seek the Lord while he may be found in the midst of our circumstances, in the midst of our situations of our marriages, in the midst of our situation with our kids. No matter what it is, love is able to cover a multitude of whatever is holding us down and back in our life. Amen. So it's where we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God. If you love them today, you're going to overcome so much. And to let you know that you love God is because he called you before the foundation of the world. He knew you before you knew yourself. He knew exactly what you would be going through before you would be going through it. Come on, somebody. Don't turn the page. Don't lose hope. Don't forget the fact of the truth of the matter is that the love of God is deep, affectionate, fervent love. That love of God is the same love that allows us to overcome any forms of negativity that comes against us. So the word that I'm sharing with you on today is that word that gives you power. Power to be able to trust in the Lord. Trusting in the Lord. When we see in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, he lets us know to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. But in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall He shall direct your path. The word of God lets us know that we ought to trust in something greater than ourselves. And when we are able to do so, we have that love on the inside, that love that shatters anger, that love that shatters hatred, that love that shatters fear. And then it'll be time when you're able to wake up, dust yourself off, and press on, because the love of God is manifested down on the inside of you. I know that there's somebody out there that needs to hear this word. For the encouragement is not coming within an alcoholic beverage. That encouragement is not coming in the midst of a crack cocaine. That encouragement is coming by some greater that can change night to day. This is where we need to get a mind frame and not worry. The Bible says that we are not to worry about tomorrow, but to take heed of those things that are sufficient for the day and let tomorrow worry about itself. You see, we spend far too much time worrying about those things that we have nothing more to control but ourselves or what's on the inside of each and every one of us. Letting that Spirit of God manifest in love on the inside of us allows us to overcome any shadows of fear, any shadow of doubt, any shadows of discouragement, because God's love is far greater, that shines far brighter than any star, any light that shines through the darkness. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, 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 because everywhere we go, everywhere we speak, everywhere we stand, that light must shine. That light must shine on the inside of us in the midst of negativities, of pandemic situation that's going on. That light must shine in the midst of when you need that few dollars to take care of a bill and you didn't know how, when, and where it was going to come from. That light will shine when the sickness come upon you and you don't know an answer to a cure, because greater is that that is in me than he that is in the world. And that love of God will manifest on the inside of you. And this is where we then know that all things work together. All things work together. Romans 8:28 makes it clear that in the midst of your situation that you're going through right now, somebody need to hear this. Being afraid, it's not going to make matters any better. It's not going to change it. Going out and doing something to harm yourself is not going to change it. But the one thing we must do first is, as he says, Matthew 6:33, is seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added on, no matter what thing it might be. God is above that. Jesus is above that. The Bible lets us know that Jesus' name is above all names. If it doesn't have a name that you're looking for Jesus to overcome it, give it a name. You got a problem with cocaine, you want to be delivered with an addiction, Jesus is above that name. If you don't know where your money's going to come from for a bill that you need to take care of, Jesus' name is above that name. For we know that through faith and trust that if we seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, seek the face of God first, where we don't have time to worry about where this is going to come from or where that's going to come from. We're just going to seek the face of God first. And in so doing, the sun will come out in the morning. Now, I heard a song that said, if you just hold out, God is able to shine in the midst of a circumstance. Somewhere I read, to trust in the Lord with all my heart. My own understanding puts me on the level of worrying and getting confused about how this or how that's going to work out. But the Bible says that God's way is not man's way, and man's way is not God's way. So we have to connect into the power source. We got to connect into the source to get the full power of what we need to overcome whatever we have to overcome. If it's an addiction, Jesus' name is above that name. If it's a sickness, a disease, Jesus' name is above that name. If it's working out this or working out a marriage or having your children come home or get right or do the right thing, Jesus' name is above that name. This message is for somebody. I'm trusting in the name of Jesus for those who hear in this message that there's a special anointing hitting on the inside of you to let you know to seek ye first the kingdom of God, to let you know that, and we know all things work together for the good, and we know that we are not to worry about tomorrow, but take heed of those things that are sufficient for today. And we know greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And this is scripture and the word of God that's implemented down and rooted on the inside of my heart. Knowing if I stand first in the word of God and seek first the face of God, then joy will come in the morning. God's got my back, and no matter what it is, just as he's been able to allow David to overcome Goliath with three stones, and David was able to overcome the giant. When he came and he said to Pharaoh, let my people go, he took them and led them through the desert. After getting them escape from bondage and slavery. But he stood on the word. He stood on God's power. And through that anointing allowed him to be able to be recognized and know the power of God is far greater than anything that's before him. So even as he came to the Red Sea, he had no place around it. He had no place under it. He had no place. He had to go through it to escape, and with everyone to escape Pharaoh's army. And when he raised his staff, he departed the Red Sea, and the Israelites walked on dry ground all the way to the other side. When the armies came into the lake, and came into the Red Sea, after the Israelites made it to the other side, the sea came crumbling down over them and cancel them out. There's many of us out there that might be having situations financially. God is able to cancel that out. There's some of you out there that might have a legal situation or issue that's pending. God is able to cancel that out. But this is where we must learn to lift up our staff This is where we must learn to seek ye first the kingdom of God. This is where we must learn to trust. This is where we must learn faith. Where we recognize, praise God, in Hebrews 11:1, that faith is the substance of things hoped for. Once again, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So you must stand on your faith, even if it's as to that of a grain of a mustard seed. The mustard seed is a seed that is a very tiny seed. But in that seed, it spurts out into a mustard tree, which is one of the most elaborate ornament trees there is. Very huge. From a small seed to a huge tree. There's many of us out there that are considered small seeds, but those small seeds that we're making an attempt to plant on today, we have to have faith and nurture that tree, nurture that seed. We are responsible to plant that seed. We are responsible to water that seed. You need to pray. You need to seek the face of God. You need to study the word of God. Make some changes in your life. If you used to cuss a lot, cut down on your cussing, if not stop altogether. Anything that's not of God, gradually take it out of your life. Make a change in your life. Let the Spirit of God change you. Let go and let God. Many of us are going to have those debts canceled, those situations canceled, where the waters are going to cover up debt, which is in the past. There's many of you on today after hearing this word are going to start a newness and trust in the Lord. I'm going to stand forth with you right now, believing in prayer, trusting in the name of Jesus, that Father, I know and believe that Jesus Christ died for me. I understand in the name of Jesus that He rose and now sits at the right hand of the Father, interceding on my behalf. I realize in the name of Jesus that I don't know everything. I realize in the name of Jesus I don't talk as eloquent as many might expect, and I may not have the education that many might expect, and I might have all the fancy things that many might expect, but I know I trust God. I trust you, Lord, and I ask in the name of Jesus to forgive me of my sins. Come into my life and take it over. Take control. Change my thoughts. And I thank you on today for healing me and keeping me protected in Jesus' name. Protect my family. Protect those that are less fortunate than myself. We give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. For newness on today, from this moment forward. Amen. Amen. Now, there's many of you out there that may have came forth and you've made the prayer. That's awesome. Because I share with you that it doesn't stop there. It's important to understand that once you let go and you've let God, it's no longer about you anymore. The word of God lets us know clearly that all things work together for good. And it's here in which we know that God works together all things for good to those loving God and to those that are called according to his purpose. So it's important to understand that we know that God calls us all things to work together for good. There's a reason for the season. There's a reason why we go through. There's a reason But when it means that we work together, that all those things work together, we must carefully understand it's the promise. It's a promise that all things work together for good. This expression lets us know that they work together for the good, that it implies that some purposes to bring forth the intention or the goal. These things are associated together with the organisms and given permissions to the ability to the reason and the act in a voluntary way, namely in humans. But you see, God uses all things for good. And when bad things happen, we tend to wonder, where is God? And why has he allowed these things to happen? But like he says, is that God uses all things for good. And we know not to believe that at this present moment, especially if you're struck with whatever you're going through, but it's true. Imagine, just imagine that whatever it is that you're going through, there's light at the end of the tunnel. God uses all things, things that we may not have understanding of, and it all works good for the purpose to them that love the Lord. It all works for the good. That we understand in the name of Jesus that going through the situations or whatever that we're experiencing, good is going to happen in the end, because all things that God has allowed to transpire happen for a reason. History books are written because the experiences that have gone through. Your history book is being written right now of the experiences that you're going through, which is your history. It's your story. And when you go back rehashing that story, you can see the negativities that you've experienced. And you see your fellow man is going through those same negativities. There's a light bulb going off. And it's there in which we have a responsibility to uplift our brother, to bring in encouragement, trust, faith, and love on the situation of what is. We have to learn to let go and let God. God will show up. And when God shows up, he will show out. He will show out. He always does, far exceedingly above anything we can think or imagine. Come on, somebody. So we have a responsibility to trust in the Lord. Our examples, our experiences, and our faith. We recognize in the name of Jesus, trusting in the Lord and in his word is what we have to do. That's instructions, how we ought to live. Granted, we don't do everything there is to do in the word of God, in the Bible itself, but yet what it is we come to acknowledgement and understanding of is that we have a responsibility to seek ye first the kingdom of God. How is that? Through studying his word, seeking his faith, praying, repenting, casting your cares upon the Lord, trusting in him, communicating with him. Because in the midst of all of what we experience the things that are needed to be done in a relationship in what we have. God is real. And as all things that we experience, we know they are working together for the good. You love the Lord, I love him. You love your wife, I love God. I have love inside. That love we love is the love of God that is shed. So the experience that we have on the inside is that deep, affectionate, fervent love covers a multitude. Love heals. Love delivers. Love saves. Love. So it's imperative to understand all things working together. As we come proof knowing what we stand on in Romans 8 and 28 is that all things work together. We know all things. So trusting in God and being true and knowing his word and studying his word to show thyself approved, that's your responsibility. You come to go in your personal relationship with God and then let God use you from that point on. That though my experiences might be different from what another may have experienced, there's still the experiences of a story that deals with what I've experienced and you've experienced. Somebody else needs to hear your story because you're not saved for yourself. So if you're not sharing your story, then you're being selfish. I'm going to tell it like it is. But as we do here at Dave and Diane Ministry and Friends, we recognize the truth. And as the word girds forth, knowledge of the truth will make you free. But you've got to take the initiation and the first step. This is imperative to understand that all things work together. So thank God for what it is that you're going through right now. Your job, your health, your finances. Thank you, God. Your person you're with, your marriage, your kids. Thank you, God. Because all things work together for the good to those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And if you're called according to his purpose, the word of God lets us know he chose you before the foundation. So it's a reason why you're brought into royalty. We ought to live like kings and queens, princes and princesses that we are. So know who you are and stand up and be accountable and recognize that God is and God is still on the throne. Trusting in him, asking for forgiveness, and truly keeping it real. My name is Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Well, I'm truly honored in the name of Jesus to be before you live with the message, all things work together. Giving honor to my wife, Lady Diane Shaw. Acknowledging my Lord and Savior first and foremost before anything and everything, and then I acknowledge those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, AOL, and even in archives. God bless you, 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 and you. We're going to take a break. We're going to take a break for just a moment, and then we're going to come back and open up the mic. God bless you, because I almost let go.
This song says, God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunch anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and his grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me. Just couldn't take life anymore. Can I get a witness in here?
So I wouldn't let go.
I almost gave up.
I was right at the edge of the breakthrough, but couldn't see.
God's mercy kept me.
God's mercy.
Can I get a witness in here that knows about God's grace? So I'm here today.
In the name of Jesus, he kept me, so I wouldn't let go. I want somebody to hear that, because God kept you in the midst of you doing your drugs or lifestyle that you were living. He kept you in the midst of driving on the highway at nighttime in serious weather, that he kept you. That's something to be honest and serious about on today. I thank God. He kept me. And even on today, with all the what he's kept me with, all things work together. So recognize in the name of Jesus, I love you, 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 and you. And I'm rendering the opportunity in the name of Jesus right now to open up the mic. If there's any comments or things, you're more than welcome in the name of Jesus. God bless you.
Hello, hello.
Yes. Yes.
Hello, hello, hello. Hey, this is Andrew calling out of Los Angeles. Thanks for the message today once again, Pastor Shaw. And Romans 8:28, it's like you said, it's what we stand on. It's our oath. It's our what we live by. And, you know, I want to thanks for sharing your story. And it boils down to when you go through that crisis, or when you're at rock bottom, or when you're at ground zero, and you feel that there's no way out, there's no escape route, we got to know that we have a purpose. And if there's anything that you're going to think about when you're in those times, whether you're homeless, whether you're broke, whether you have no job, whether you're going through any type of crisis right now, you got to remember that God created you for a purpose. And in Romans 8:28 says, God loves you, those who are called upon according to his purpose. So you have a purpose in life, and God created you and made you here for a purpose. And, you know, when I was in my dark times and my evil times, you know, God had a calling for me, and what I was doing just wasn't my calling. And if you connect all the dots, you have a calling, you love God, and you have a purpose. And, you know, I want to thank you for sharing Romans 8:28, because it's just a very important passage in the Bible. And it really is a passage to where we all have experienced. And it's a passage to where all of us who are, or many of us who have been listening, have a story, and we have a purpose. And we have experienced Romans 8:28. We've gone through Romans 8:28. And Romans 8:28 is what set us free. Romans 8:28 is what delivered us. Romans 8:28 is what we stand on for a reason. And, you know, I really have to think about my past and say, you know, what saved me? What delivered me? And it really was Romans 8:28. In my Bible study, I'm going to talk about it tomorrow. I'm going to start doing my show on Mondays now due to my new work schedule. I'm glad that you brought this message, because my message tomorrow is going to be on Philippians 4:13, which is I could do all things through Christ who would strengthen me, you know, and it all connects, Romans 8:28 and Philippians 4:13. So Thanks for the message today, Pastor Shaw. I'm here at work. Yeah. You know, got to tune into the Word of God today. And praise God, and stay safe, everyone out there.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. That's one of our ministers, Orlander, Andrew Orlander, out of Los Angeles, California. Once again, we thank God for him and his commitment to bringing the Word as he does. We ask that you continue to be encouraged in supporting our ministry here at Dave and Diane Ministry and Friends. Honestly, it truly takes time and it takes effort to do what it is that we do, but we do it out of the love of God. We thank God. We thank God for being able to come forth with the Word.
Amen.
So we ask, however, if anyone's able to support our ministry here, we're going to ask, we're going to support, give you the information regarding that. But we thank God for you listening in on today. I do hear another calling. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord. We are.
Amen. Hey.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, you're here. You're on.
Okay. Amen. Okay. I just wanted to thank you for your word and really thank God. It was right on point. Romans 8:28. I've always stated as well. That's like my testimony, and it's very humbling also when we rest on Romans 8:28, because that lets us know that no matter what we're going through. As I kept hearing you say all things, it just gives you such a humbling feeling that whether there's sickness, disease, crisis, pandemic, loss, from
Amen.
A to Z, everything in the dictionary, God is saying it works together for our good. So we be thinking,
Amen.
Like, what's good going to come out of this? And you be thinking, like, well, God said it's going to work together for the good. So the Lord said it's going to work together for the good. I guess I'm just going to have to, and we're going to have to just trust that he's an all-knowing God. Excuse me. And
Amen.
So the scripture that kind of connects with that, as I be real brief, is 1 Thessalonians 5:18 in the King James that talks about, in everything give thanks unto the Lord. Well, this is, give thanks, because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So if you believe, if we believe that all things work together for the good, then we're going to also stand on that 1 Thessalonians 5:18, and it says, giving thanks to God for all things, because it's his will. So we find ourselves, Lord, I'm not feeling well, but praise God anyhow. God, you're good.
Amen.
You know, he said,
Amen.
give thanks.
Yes.
Don't complain, because how am
yes.
I going to complain that something that's in the will of God? You know what I mean?
Yes.
And plus,
Amen.
It's going to work together for my good. So here I am.
Mm.
I'm down today. But if God said, look, don't look at where you at, because I got your back.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to work together
Amen.
For your good. And if most of us think about it, if you really go to think about, like, why did this happen? Why did that happen? And then you look at somewhere where God put you at right now, it's like, well, wow, if that wouldn't have happened, then this wouldn't have happened. So God is the master orchestrator. I mean,
yes,
puzzle,
is.
Whatever you want to call it. He's got this
Amen.
Thing. So I thank God for Romans 8:20, and I thank God for you bringing it so clearly. It just really touches
Amen.
My heart, and I'm just, you know, don't ever want to complain. Just always, as you say, great day to be alive. Just keep on pressing.
Amen.
Continue to give God praise. And all things going to work together for our good. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. It's been awesome. And the feedback that's gone forth with you two that have brought forth those acknowledgments. Thank you so much. You know, with the word that we brought forth on today, it's very clear that the word let us know that we have no need to worry about anything. You see, because the one thing that we have to all do every day, all day, several times a day, is give thanks to God. And if we spend more time just praising God and thanking God and less time worrying and complaining and being afraid, think of how much more above water we'll be. We spend too much energy in getting angry and frustrated. But like I know through many of you that may experience that it takes more muscles to frown up and look angry and mad than it does to just smile. Some of us need to smile today. Smile today knowing that all things work together for the good, all things. We ought to pray always and give thanks always. This is the will of God for us in our life. Once again, I want to thank you for joining us on today. Once again, God bless you. Those who have shared in the prayer, God is in your life now. Continue to join in with us and we'll give you words of encouragement. In Jesus' name. Read us and join us for the Bible reading every day, Monday through Friday, 6 Central Standard Time. And we'll be happy to join in with you. God bless you. Jesus loves you. And so do I. Be blessed.
I decided to take a stand. Not knowing I'd lose my best friend. But I'd rather horribly right than in hell lift up my eyes. All God's children to stand.
Yeah.
Tell somebody, say,
you stand.
Yeah, Lord, yeah. Stand for holiness.
For holiness.
Whoa.
And for righteousness.
And be counted,
and be counted among them that shall reign with him.
Hey,
stand.
Hey,
with
hey,
friends are called.
Whoa.
And when you're all alone,
and believe
he shall receive his own.
Take a stand, not believing, at least some of my friends. And I would rather, I'd rather live right, burn in hell, lift up my eyes. All of our children to stand, stand. Everybody say it,
you stand.
Oh, stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness.
And be counted
among them.